the result will bring some closure to the families involved in that terrible tragedy, you see.
And with Sean Kelly pleading guilty, it means now that the families don't have to go through all the evidence and relive the tragedy again.
That's right, yeah, because, I mean, it's taken a long time, it'll take a long, long time for these families to get over that, the trauma of that experience. And with this court case pending for the last 4 years, each time it's brought up for review, I mean, the people are, as it were, reliving that the experience of the whole accident again.
It is a case that's been adjourned on a number of occasions over the past 4 years, and I suppose every time it's in the media, on radio, on TV, in the newspapers, it just brings it up again for the families.
It does, actually. It does, sure to heavens. And then the thing is postponed again, and there's disappointment. You see, the need to bring, it's 4 years, and they need closure of some description from that accident to be able to get on with their lives. Because there's private grieving and coming to terms with their life again and their families in that, and if this keeps cropping up. So it's a good thing that it'll bring in some little closure to the families.
And what about Sean Kelly himself? Is he someone you've ever been in contact with since the crash, or have you ever spoke to his family?
No, I haven't. I didn't know them at all. But I think it's a brave thing for him to do, to plead guilty to the charge of dangerous driving. And I feel sorry for him, having to live with the outcome of this unfortunate accident for the rest of his life. But what I would say to the young people of Inishowen, to note that these 8 people lost their lives because of dangerous driving, and that dangerous driving is still happening every day. In other words, there's more people killed on Irish roads every year than there was killed in that plane in the Ukraine. And I mean, you can see it's still going on, because you can see the results of it on the roads, for all these skid marks and tire things, you know, that indicate that there's reckless driving going on still. So I hope that the outcome of this